One brisa says that by an oif, by a bird, when you make the malika, even though you own chametz, there's no lav. And one brisa says, yes, even by a bird, b'shas malika, there's the aveira. And kashak tara aktara, there's a steam on aktara, the kohen that burns the fats, and he owns chametz. Is he over the slav or is tishkot or not? One brisa says yes, one brisa says no. It's a steam in the brises. Shrek Yomar, the time that if you ask him these stevens already, you should ask even a better kasha. Tiksha l'cho hi gufa. There's a steven in the brice itself. Tiktoni, the brice said like this. Lo yomru ela b'pesach b'vad. We only said you have the slav of l'sishchat only on the korban pesach itself. That's all. No other korban. The other toni, then the brice says, echor ha-shoichet, the echor ha-zorik, the echor ha-moylik, the echor ha-mazer. It says even malika and even mazer. Malika means the bird. Now the bird is not a korban pesach. A bird for sure was only a chatas hoif. So you see, even by a korban chatas hoif, also you have this lav. If you own chametz b'shasha making the malika, you're over the lav. So it's a steer in the price itself. First, the price says only a korban pesach has this aveira of lo yisishchat al chametz dav zimchi. And now we're saying no, even a chatas hoif also has it. So it's a steer. So my answer is like this. El atay like this. Ho v'ho Reb Shimon. Both prices goes according to Reb Shimon Shita. That the Reb Shimon Shita now Mishnah was that there's a chilek. That on Erev Pesach itself, the only korban that has the lav is only the korban Pesach. Other korbanos don't have this lav. Ma'ashen kein toich ha-moyed. In the middle of Chol HaMoed, then it's just the opposite. In the middle of Chol HaMoed, all the other korbanos that you bring, if you own chametz, you roll with the slav of Sishchat, but the korban Pesach is puzzle. If you bring a korban Pesach on Chol HaMoed, it's a puzzle korban, you're not over the lav of Sishchat. So this price, the both prices go according to Reb Shimon, and one is talking about on Erev Pesach, and one price is talking about on Chol HaMoed, a Pashat Teretz. So it must look like this. El Ata Yehovah Reb Shimon. Both prices go according to Reb Shimon. Malika, Malika Lekash, there's no theory about Malika. It's about a Chatas Oif. Is there this lav of Sishchat or not? Kan V'yabosa. The first price that says no, it's only by Korban Pesach. No other Korbanos, that's talking about on Erev Pesach. On Erev Pesach, only the Korban Pesach has this lav of Sishchat. We'll soon see how he knows it. Masheken kan b'chol shemoyin. The second writer that says that even a chatas oif, b'shas the malika, you're also over this lav, is talking about during Chol HaMoed. During Chol HaMoed, if Shimon says, any korban is over by, this lav of Sishchat. Fighter, v'idi v'idi Reb Shimoni. And Nocha Teretz will tell you, both prices go according to Reb Shimon. A haktorah, haktorah, namun l'kasha. And I'll tell you, there's no theory about haktorah. That one writer says, the kohen that's makter the chaylev is also over the aveirim. And one bride says, no, the makter, the one that's burning the fats, is not over the aveirim. I'll tell you, tanoi, taka machleke tanoi in these two brises. Dika the makter shaktoru l'shchitum. One bride does make the sekish. Like we said, the pasuk says, loy sishchat achomitz adam zivchi. And then it says, v'lo yodin laboikir. The pasuk says, ekish, not to leave over anything to the next morning. Leaving over means either the fats or else the meat. So even by the fats, also you have this halachim. Leaving over the fats would be the chlav this lav of leisishchat. So even the kohen that's being matir would also be over the slav of leisishchat. That's what one bray holds. V'ikah madloy makish. And the second bray said, they don't make the tekish. The second bray doesn't make tekish. They hold what the Torah says clearly, leisishchat. Only the sheichet, he's over this lav. And we have a drosha, dam zivchi, is even the zerik also. But more than the zerik, more than this, you don't have the chiddush. So now there wouldn't be a lav of leisishchat. That's what the second price holds. Only by the shchita and not by the aktar. Right, now the ikka mishnah. We have you, the line of Rafa Tomit. So the shayla on Erev Pesach itself. On Erev Pesach, when you bring the korban Pesach, then we say there's a lav of leisishchat. What about when you bring the Tomat Shabbain Abayim? Do you have the lav also or not? The Tanakhama said no, and the Yudah says yes. Because the more my time with the Yudah, like what's the Yudah's time, that even the Tomat Shabbain Abayim also there's a lav, if the Kohen then owns Chomitz? Or Malacha, the post says like this, Zivchi, it says Dam Zivchi. What does Zivchi mean? Zevach Ham Yuchadli, the Korban that's special to me. Or my Niyu Tomit. What's the special Korban that's special to me? That's the Korban Tomit. See, Darshan's Dam Zivchi, even on the special korban of a Tomid, that's also the lav if you own Chomet. That's the beauty of Joshua. Right? In the Mishnah, Reb Shimon Oimer, Ha Pesach Biabosah. Reb Shimon made this chilik. That on Erev Pesach itself, only a Korban Pesach has the love. Mashaykin, throughout the Moyed, all Korbanos have the love. For the more my time with Reb Shimon, what's Pshat in Reb Shimon is a chilik between Erev Pesach and the rest of Chol HaMoed. He says, the Siv, Zivchi, Zivchi. It says the word Zivchi twice. It says it once here in the Pasha here, Alesishka Dachom is Dav Zivchi. And it says it before at the beginning, I think by Pasha's Yud Beis, it says also Dam Zivchi there. It says two times the Lashon Zivchi, an extra Yud. So, Trey Zimni, it says Zivchi two times. Kori Dei Zevach Zivchai. It's as if take off the Yud from one and put it by the other one. As if to say, one is called a Zevach, only one, and one is called Zivchai, a lot of Korbanos. So, Lamai Hilkasum, Pavina Rachmona Madodi, how come with Dashni now to say that you have two different halachas? One's halach in the Zevach, only one Korban has the love, and one's a time that all Korbanos have the love. How do you have that? Zivchai, is why didn't the Torah just stand say Zivchai one time? Why did they have to say two times Zivchi, Zivchi? Why didn't they one time say Zivchai with the two Yuds? How come it says it twice? L'meimot, come teach us this Yisoy, Reb Shimon holds, that Bisman Dika Zevach, Bisman is a Korban Pesach, Dika Korban, Loi Mechaya Azivchai. Then there's no Chiyah for the Kabonis. He's on air of Pesach itself. This is the man of the Korban Pesach. The Aveir is only for Zevach, the special Zevach. Le'sishka Rachomet Av Zivchi means the Korban Pesach. Only the Korban Pesach has the last. Ma'ashen came this man the Lek Zevach on the rest of Pesach, on Chol HaMoed. Then you don't have any Korban Pesach. So this man there's no special Zevach of the Korban Pesach. Then Mechayiv Al Zivchai. That's why the Torah says two times, Zivchi, Zivchi, and the drush is take the Yud off one and put it by the other one. So as if now it says Zevach and Zivchai, two different halachas. On Erev Pesach, when you have the Zevach, the Korban Pesach, you're only over the Lav by Korban Pesach. Ma'ashen came by Chol HaMoed, when you don't have the Korban Pesach, then talk with Dash and Zivchai. Any one of the Korbanos, you're over the Aveirah. From having Chometz and Yerushas. Right, Uve Moed Lishmoy Potter. We say now, on during Chol HaMoed, if you shech the Korban Pesach, L'shem Pesach, it's a postle korban, therefore your potter is called the Shechita Shene Ruya, you're not over the slav of Shechting Bizman you have Chometz. So the Maratayim Modishkar L'shemoy. Why, when do we say you are Chayiv? The Mishnah says, if you shech the Korban Pesach, Shelo L'shemoy. That means during Chol HaMoed, you take your Korban Pesach, and you shech the L'shem Shlomin. So since you're making Akira, you're saying Beferish now, I'm not doing the L'shem Pesach, but I'm doing it L'shem Shlomim, that makes it kosher. So since it's a kosher Shlomim now, the loch is you made a good Shechita, and if you own Chometz, you roll with this lav. But it's a diyek, Hostama Potter. Mashmi, you take this Korban Pesach, even after Yud Dalin, on Tes Zayin, Yud Zayin, in Milo Chol HaMoed, you shecht it stam, it's Potter. Mashmi what? That the Korban is still a postle Korban. Amai, L'chur Pesach B'shai Yemois HaShlomim, Shlomim Hu. The klal is usually, after Pesach, you have no more use for this korban anymore for korban Pesach. So the korban automatically comes to be a korban shlomim. So if it's automatic korban shlomim, so if you shecht it stam, without any machshava, it should be a kosher shlomim. And the locha should have been, it should have been a kosher shchitam. And then if you own chometz during Chol HaMoed, and you shecht it, should be chayiv. Why does our Mishnah say potter? Because the korban shamak mino, from now on Mishnah, we have a raya that like this. That Pesach Peshai Yemois HaShonah. Pesach the rest of the year, Taka Boy Akira. Even after Pesach, even though this Korban Pesach now is not Oymed, you're not going to use it anymore for Korban Pesach, because by the time it comes next year, it's over a year old already, and the Korban's puzzle. So this Korban could have only been brought on Erev Pesach. It's past, it went by Erev Pesach, you didn't use it. So who right now can't be used for Korban Pesach. What is it Oymed for? To become a Korban Shlomim. Still our mission holds, it's only a Korban Shlomim if you make an Akira. If you say the Farish, I'm shechting it l'shem a Korban Shlomim. But if you shecht it stam, not l'shem a Korban Shlomim, it still remains a Pesach and it's possible. That's the right from our Mishnah. That boy Akira. Akira means you have to say the Farish, speak out, that I want to make this Korban into a Korban Shlomim. But if I shecht it stam without saying that, it's possible. And that's the Chiddush. L'chura, once this Korban can't be brought for Korban Pesach, by itself it should be omer for Korban Shlomim now. So where's the Nechnam Yavla Rayim? Omer Rav Chiyah Bagamda, Nizu Korban Pi Chabura. This din was thrown in front of the Chabura, the Yarmu, they said like this,
to go in shore, you'll bind them to Meir Meis. Our Mishnah is Dafka Torah about a special case where the owners of this Korban Pesach, the reason why they did not bring it on Yud-Dal Erev Pesach, because they were Tomei at that time. They had a Tosha Meis, a Meis Mitzvah, they became Tomei. The Melov and Idoch Lo Pesach Sheni. These people now, they have a Chiyah to bring a Korban when? Pesach Sheni. So this Korban now, they're going to keep and hold until it comes next month. On Pesach Sheni, they're going to bring it for a Korban Pesach. So that's why this Korban is still aimed to be used for a Korban Pesach. L'shum Pesachoi. Therefore, the Stam of L'shum Pesachoi. Therefore, the Stam, if you take this Korban as the Stam, is still aimed to be brought for a Korban Pesach. Because the owners are still going to use it. They're going to use it next month. So therefore, if you take this Korban now on Chol HaMoed and shecht it, we say, when is the kosher? Only if you say the Farish. You're doing it the Shem Shlomim. But if we don't say the Farish, the Shem Shlomim, then next time it's like it's possible. therefore, there's no Rayim. It could be a Pesach. After Zman Pesach, Minastam, you don't need Akira. Minastam is aiming to be a Korban Shlomim. You only need Akira here because the first, the Bailam with Tomei, they're going to use it Pesach Sheni. Therefore, Stam is still called a Korban Pesach. So it's the Mishnah. Ha Pesach Nishchat Visholish Kitos. The Loch is a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach was brought at three different times. There are three different Kitos, it means three different groups of people went into the Azorah. Shenema, the Pesach says, Vishochatu Oisai Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. Everybody has a chiyuv to bring a Korban Pesach. We dashen Kal is one, the Eda is one, the Yisrael is another one. There are three different groups, three different times, three different groups went into the Beis Hamikdash to bring their Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. Nichnasa Katzav Rishonim. First, the first group went in, after Tzmanoi, a regular time was a 7.5 hour, or 1:30 the day, they went into the Azorah. Nismalu Hazorah. How many people went in there? As much as could pack into the Azorah. As many heathens could get into the Azorah went in there. No lo daltos Azorah. As soon as the Azorah was filled up and they sat them by itself, the doors were closed. Tiklo horiyah v'tiklo. First they made a tkiya shofar, then they made a trua, then they made again a tkiya. Ha-kahanim oimdim, shura shuris. The kahanim made rows. They were standing in rows. U'biyadayim in the hand, v'zicha kesel v'zicha zov. They had golden buckets and silver buckets to receive the dam and to bring the dam from the shechita to the mizbech. In other words, they didn't have to shecht the korban here, and the mizbech was over there. So usually a kohen takes this dam and walks with it to the mizbech. Here, Erev Pesach was so busy, they had a whole line of kohanim. They just handed it. This kohen handed it to the next one to the next one, till it got to the mizbech. They made this week of the dam, and then they brought it back again. One line only had silver buckets, the shura shkula zov zov, and the one that had gold only had gold. They didn't mix the two. Lohoyo muravim, they didn't mix up the two. Lohoyo lebzichin shalayim, this bucket didn't have a flat bottom to it that they could put it down, but rather it was a pointy bottom that they didn't want it to put them down. Maybe they didn't want them to put it down because then it'll dry up the blood. They want the bedavka to hold it in the hand. The bedavka had a bottom that was pointy. If you put it down, it'll spill over. So male, they didn't have a flat bottom. A flat bottom would be too easy to put down. So the bottoms of the kelim were pointy, not flat. Why? Shem yenichem v'yikrush adam. We're afraid maybe they'll put the dam down and they'll forget about it. And in the meantime, the dam will dry up. And it's not dry for Zriku anymore. So they wanted to make sure they wouldn't put down the bucket. That's why you couldn't put it down. It was a pointy bucket. Shochat Yisrael, even if Yisrael wants, we can make the Shechita. V'kibla Kohen, then the Kohen has to make the Kabbalah. Nosnu Chaveru, once Kohen got received the dam in his bucket, he had to pass it on, V'chaveru L'chaveru, he passed it on. U'makabla Samola, each Kohen received the full bucket, U'machzer Esarekon, and they passed back the empty bucket. Kohen HaKorah Beitz L'Mizbeach, the Kohen that's right next to the Mizbeach, he was Zor Kohen. He made a Zrika. Zrika achas, a Korban Pesach only needs one Zrika. He threw the dam from the bucket onto the Mizbeach. Kenegra Yisoid. That would be a part of the Mizbeach, that part had a Yisoid, had a bottom part to it. Like Rashi said, Kenegra Yisoid means, Berucha Shebemizrach, Shoy Yisoid Tachtayim. On the east side, on that side, there was a Yisoid Tachtayim. That's where they threw the dam. Now, Yotza Kasri, Shoyna, that was the end of the first Kas, and Nichtus Akashniya. All right, we'll stop here. We'll go over this again tomorrow. Go over here. You're holding up Samach Dalet. Again, we'll start the Mishnah over again. HaPesach Nishkat B'Shloy Shekitos. On Erev Pesach Yiftach HaTzais, V'Tchila, it's 1:30, when they start to bring the Korban Pesach. Is it, there are three different times, three different groups come into the Beit HaMikdash, come into the Azorah. Shenema, the Pesach says, V'Shochatu Oysoi Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. The Shech, the Korban Pesach, is Kahal Adas Yisrael. So Idashin Kahal is like one time, one group. The Eda is another group. The Yisrael is a third group. So you have to have three groups coming into the Beis HaMikdash. We'll soon see in the Gemara how many you have to have at each group, at least. At least you have to have 30 people at each group. Is Kahal Beda Yisrael. Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. Yekal Beda Yisrael. Nichno So Katsar Rishayna. First, the first group goes into the Azorah of the Beis HaMikdash. Nismalo HaZorah. The Azorah became full. In other words, they kept on coming in and in and in till it was full. Nialu Daltas HaZorah. Then the doors were closed. So it's Machlekes in the Gemara where the doors closed by itself was an ace. Like that's how they knew how to stop. Or else, no, they needed somebody had to close the doors. But after the first group went in, they closed the doors. Is Tiku Hariya Batiku. They used to blow the Shefer. First it's Kiya, then it's Trua, then it's Kiya. Some said they did this B'Shasta Yitzei Halom. HaKohanim Oimdim, the Kohanim now stood, Shura Shuras, lines. They made a line from the Mokim where they shechted the Korban Pesach and told them it's Beach. Like you shecht the Korban here, and then you makabul the Dam, you get the Dam in a Kli, and now you have to take this blood over to the Mizbeach. So they didn't bother the Kohanim walking over to the Mizbeach, but they had a whole line of Kohanim, they used to hand it one to the other, till it got to the Mizbeach. So today the Maskana Sagamara is it looked nicer this way. So you used to have a whole line full of them. That's what before. We'll soon see. They used to say halal on Erev Pesach. We'll soon see. Over yadayim bezichei, and in their hands, each kohen had bezichim buckets. Kesev uvezichei zov. Some groups had gold ones. Some groups had silver ones. Shura shakula kesev kesev. One line only worked with silver, with gold ones. Shura shakula kesev kesev. The one that had silver only had silver. The shura shakula zov zov. The one that only had gold worked with golds. Lehoyim Urvin. They didn't mix them up. It looked nicer this way. Those that worked with gold worked with gold buckets. Those that worked with silver worked with silver. Lehoyim Levezichon Shalayim. The bottom of each bucket did not have a bottom to it. Doesn't mean there was a hole. The blood would fall out. It means the bottom came to a point. It came to a point that the tchilik is, you can't put it down to rest. If you let it rest, it spill right out. If it have a flat bottom, they could put it down to the rest. And then they were afraid maybe the Kohen will put it down and they'll forget about it and the blood will get jelled, will get hard. They can't make this rikum. So they wanted Badavka, the Bezichim, the Bokas, to not have a flat bottom, but rather a pointed bottom that they couldn't put it down to rest with it. So, Lloyd, Lloyhoyal of Zichim Shalayim. Each bucket did not have a nice flat bottom to it. Shemma Yenichim V'Yikrush. Because we're afraid maybe the Kohen will put the bucket of Dam down and in between it'll dry up a little bit, jelled up, and he won't be able to make his rikum with it. V'yikrosh Adam, Shochat Yisrael. So the Shechita is kosher even with the Yisrael. Doesn't mean Yisrael has to do it. The Kohen could do it also, but that's the Lach Hazar is kosher to do the Shechita even by Korban Pesach. The Kibul HaKohen. When it comes to the Mekabel the Dam, that's the Din Dafkin the Kohen. Then you Dafkin need Kuna. A Kohen has to do the. That's the first avoid that you need a Kohen for to be Mekabel. Receive the Dam in the Bezichim. Noistul Lachaveru. Now usually the next avoid there is Halacha. You have to carry this bucket of blood from the Mokum of the Korban until the Mizbeach. Here, they didn't have to walk, but rather they passed it along one to the other. Noisa lechaveru, chaveru, lechaveru. O mekabu esamale, mole, each kohen he received first the full bucket of dam, o master esarekin, and then he would pass back the empty one he got back from his front kohen. O master esarekin, kohen akorav etzel mizbeach. Now they kept on handing it until the kohen was all the way right in front of the mizbeach. The zorkoi zrikaches, and he made his rika. The gemara is going to be medayik. There's two ways to throw the blood on the mizbeach. Either you could be standing right next to the mizbeach and just make a shvichum, just pour off onto the mizbeach. That's not what our mishnah says. Our mishnah says zorkoi zrikaches. It means you have to be a little bit away from the mizbeach, few feet yet, and throw it onto the Mizbeach. That's called the Zrika. And the Zrika is done from the Kli itself. You didn't put your hands inside the dam. Only by Chatis does the Pasuk says Etzpa. It says the Kohen puts his Etzpa into the blood. But the other Kabbonis, it just says the Zrika. Zrika means when you're holding the Mizichim, the Kli, you throw it from the Kli, the dam goes onto the Mizbeach. Which part of the Mizbeach did they throw it on? Keneged HaYisoid. It had a deed to the size of the Mizbeach that there was the Yisoid. The bottom Amma was called the foundation of the Mizbeach. That's called the Yisoid. Now the foundation didn't go around on all four sides. It has to be only on the side Keneged HaYisoid. Like Rashi says, Keneged HaYisoid. Beruchais on the sides Sheva Mizruch. On the east side, Shoy Yisoid Tachtein. On the east side of the Mizbeach, on the bottom, there was this Amma, the Yisoid. V'zorek l'skifosin, and you throw it straight up on the Mizbeach, Shal Mizbeach, v'unayful Yisoid, it automatically falls down to the Yisoid. Or the fi shein ha-Yisoid makiv as the Mizbeach. The Yisoid, the bottom foundation, didn't stick out on all four sides of the Mizbeach. Ele es ha-tsofin, v'yes ha-marv, only on the north and the west side. K'adam v'sech demidus. L'kach hutzrach lo'imon, k'negar Yisoid, only to a place that has the Yisoid. We'll see more in the Gemara, exactly where's k'negar Yisoid. But you have to throw it to the side that has the Yisoid there. Now, this was the first Kas. Yotzes HaKas Rishonim, the first group, when they finished doing the Korban Pesach, they went out of the Beis HaMikdash. V'nichnas HaKas Shniya. Then the second group came in, and they did the same thing. Yotzes HaShniya, then the second group went out. Nichnas HaShlishis, then the third group came in. K'maisa Rishonim HaKach Maisa HaShniya V'yashlishis. The same avoida that you did by the first one, you blew the shofars and the kan and passed along the buckets, the same thing did by all three. Now, koru es ha-halo. The shas that were bringing the korban Pesach, the Leviim were saying halo. On Erev Pesach, the shas that bring the korban Pesach, there's an Indian to say halo. That's what I said before, the Mepharshim say that used to blow the shofar also, the shas that were saying halo. Is koru es ha-halo, they said halo. In Gomru, if while this whole group was still doing the korban Pesach, they finished saying Leviim, finished saying go hallel, is shonu, they started saying hallel a second time. V'yim shonu, they finished hallel a second time. Shilshu, that a lot of people there, a few thousand people went in at a time, so it took a long time to do all the kabbonis. So even though Levim finished saying hallel once, they'll start over again at the beginning of hallel, they'll start a third time. Is afal pish, so tomorrow afal pish lo shilshu yimeim, even though it never happened that they had to say hallel three times. It's either there were never that many people, or the kind of worked very fast, or else Levim said hallel very slow. One of the three things. Rakoparam never happened. I had to say it over three times. We have Yehudu Aina, Miyameim at his times, Miyameim Shokash Lishis, Liyagil Levyahafto Kiyishma Hashem. And by the time the third group came in, even the first time, they didn't even finish hallel once. They didn't even get to Levyahafto Kiyishma Hashem. Nefnei Shamam Watim. It's in his time, there weren't that many people coming to the base of Mikdash already. The Am was small, they didn't have that many people coming. Even the first time, by the third group going in there, there weren't that many people left over. So middle, they never even got to Bahafti the first time. So tomorrow now, Mishnah, the same way as Erev Pesach comes out on the weekday, you do all these things, the same thing as it comes out on Shabbos. Because the Korban Pesach is doing for Shabbos, you do all these avodas on Shabbos. Ela, what was the difference? Shekahanim madichim es hazorim. The Kahanim used to wash the floors on Shabbos, if Erev Pesach came out on Shabbos, to wash the floor, Shleib Rossi Chachomim. The Chachomim were not masking to that. The Chachomim hold it's also to wash the floor, even in the base of Migdash on Shabbos, and the Kahanim didn't listen to Chachomim. They did it. We'll see in the Gemara, what's the Shalom, what's the Yisr, to wash the floor. So Rashi says, how do they wash the floor? Shama Samayim Alechas Tazorah. There's always a stream of water going through the Azorah. No, Geshoi Rotsum Adiyah Hazorah, they wanted to wash the floor, Poikikim Es Nekiv Yitziyosam. There used to be a place where the water will always flow out. There used to be a stream going through the Azor, through the base of Migdish. It would come in here and go out at the other end and continues going out. They wanted to get the whole Azor full of water. They would clog up the hole where the water goes out and let all the water keep on piling up. And then they were able to wipe the floor, clean the floor. So the Kohanim used to do this even on Shabbos, Erev Pesach. They wanted to have the base of Migdish clean. And the Chum said that was also now that to wash the floor on Shabbos. We'll see in the Gemara what the Yisr is. Right, we have Yehudu Aymer, another thing they did. Yehudu Aymer, Kais Hoya Memale Midam HaTarubis. There was a lot of blood on the floor of the Azorah. You used to kind of horror shech so many kavonas there. Everybody brought a Karm Pesach. Well, soon later, Mamish says the Kahanim used to walk, and their ankles were up to blood. The blood was so high in the Azara, the Mamish, up to the ankles, the blood came. There's a lot of blood on the floor in the Azara while they were shechting the Karm Pesach. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the kohen was, they should always take now one cup, one kais of blood from the floor, and make his reek a third round of Mizbeach. His kais hayim amal, they used to fill up one kais, midamat rubas, has a kais, a klisharis, of the zichim, from the dam on the floor, and zorkus rikachas, al gabi amizbeach. They would throw it al gabi amizbeach. Because the pshat was, they were afraid, maybe from one, there were so many thousands of korban pesach they brought, maybe from one korban pesach, after the kohen received the dam in the bezichim, maybe the whole bezich fell on the floor. All the blood fell on the floor. And the kohen didn't make his rik yet from that korban. So that korban is possible. So in case that happened, there's a takona. But the takona is now, from all the blood on the floor, take one kais, and usually we say yesh bila. Yesh bila means any little bit liquid falls into liquid, it always gets mixed up equally. So any part of dam, any cup full, you'll pick up, there's a drop there from any dam that fell in there. So if you're going to take this kais and throw it on the mizbeach, the monashach, a drop of dam that came out of that korban that the kohen spilled by mistake, the blood on the floor, is now going on the mizbeach. So therefore you're making a zrika that would help for a korban that its dam was spilled on the floor. That's what the Yehuda says. The chacham say, no, that's not a good etzah. The chacham hold, no, monashach, that dam is bottle brave. And the tzaddik kohen, by mistake, spilled out one cup full of dam and didn't make his rika, that dam is going to fall on the floor and get bottle brave with the other hundreds of gallons of blood that's on the floor already. So chacham say, it won't help you anymore to make his rika now, because bottle brave, it doesn't help you. The beauty sheeter is that min b'mina is not bottle. Blood is not bottle with blood. It's always considered like the dam is there. We'll see in the Gemara. Therefore, you can make his rika. How did they hang after they made the shechita? Now you have to skin it in order to get the emurim, to get the fat out of the korban to be makter it. Is ketsa tolin? How did they hang the behema? While you skin it, you have to hang it. Umashitin and skin it. On kliyos shal barzel hoyo kavuyim. You used to have hooks made out of metal, metal hooks hoyo kavuyim b'ksol that was hanging on the walls uvamudim and on sticks. Shebehem tolin. That there they used to toilah hang the behemoths, the korban pesach, umashitin and skinned them. Is kol mi shein loy mokum litlis. Let's say they were so crowded that day, so many kabonis, they didn't have any hooks left over to hang your korban pesach, umashitin and to skin it. Is makolais dakim, they used to have skinny sticks, well, chalokim, used to make them smooth, used to peel them off. Hoyushom. Get two kahanim together. I'll put one side on my shoulder and the other side on your shoulder, and in between we'll hang the korban on this string, in this stick in between, and somebody else will come and start skinning it. This is the way you'll hang the korban pesach. Umashitin, you'll skin it. Reb Lezer Weimer, what about Yudalit Shechal Lias B'Shabbes?